You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at WQCS.org. There are fewer strip searches being done at the St. Lucie County Jail. That's because they now have a better alternative in a $190,000 piece of equipment, which takes less than 8 seconds for a full body scan.
Dan, you have a victim.
Okay.
Now you gotta look. You have to look at the spot on the floor. There you go. Hold still. There we go. You're gonna move. The machine will move.
The person being scanned stands on a platform which slowly glides through a piece of equipment which resembles security scanners such are found in airports and courthouses.
That was 8 seconds.
As the platform glides gently back to its original position, an X-ray type image is revealed on the computer monitor, and hiding anything from it is close to impossible.
Today we just found a female that had a balloon in her vagina concealing methadone, and we've recovered that so far, and it appears that she may have more.
Lieutenant Daniel O'Brien stands in front of the monitor, which shows a suspicious spot in the groin area, alerting them to the presence of the contraband. And that's not all that's been found since the scanners were put into use May 30th.
Actually, we found a male earlier that had brought in tobacco in his anal cavity. He was sentenced to 180 days, knew he was coming to jail, and stuffed it up there.
While it has yet to happen, Captain Pat Walsh says it's possible the scanners could find something more sinister, like a weapon.
We've had that before. They've been able to do that. Actually, over the years, I've been here 23 years, and we've had people come in that were able to pull their shoulders back and smuggle knives right down the center of their back. And unless they're stretched out, and you cannot even feel certain things. So this is a definite, it's going to have an impact on the safety of this building.
Safety of both the inmates and the jail employees. Lieutenant Daniel O'Brien says when looking at the scans, they do pay close attention to the body cavity areas.
And we just look for something that doesn't compare to normal anatomy. 90-degree angles, perfect circles, something like that.
They can also see items in the stomach with the scan. Nobody, he says, has refused the scan, and those who leave the jail grounds on work programs and must be searched on return have not complained.
The trustees that we do every day, I think, prefer it to the strip searchers that we were doing it because it's less embarrassing, less invasive.
The scanner was purchased in response to finding contraband, namely pills, inside the jail that had to have been smuggled in body cavities. However, St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara thinks the scanners will actually find fewer items in the future.
You know, word among the criminal element spreads quicker than word among us. And I guarantee now that inmates in here know that we have this, the word will get out. Do not ever try to smuggle something in the St. Louis County Jail.
The scanner's $190,000 cost was raised by the money the jail gets for housing illegal immigrants and not through any taxpayer money. Mascara says the scanner is low radiation and you'd have to be scanned 400 times to equal one chest X-ray. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.